At yesterday's interfaith memorial service for the five police officers slain last week in Dallas, President Obama once again became the nation's preacher in chief. He quoted from the Bible, telling Americans they must pray for a new heart. Not a heart of stone, he said, but a heart open to the fears and hopes and challenges of our fellow citizens. Also on that stage in Dallas was Imam Omar Suleiman.
We choose today to live by the hope that you've instilled within us, not the fears that others manufacture amongst us. And with that, we pray to you, the one God of Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and us all, for one Dallas, one America, and one world.
Suleiman is an imam at the Valley Ranch Islamic Center outside of Dallas. Omar Suleiman, thanks for being on the show again. You were invoking the three major monotheistic religions in your few minutes that you had on the stage. What did you want to tell people?
My message, and I think the message of my colleagues in the faith community and others as well, was that no matter what faith you come from or where you stand on the current tensions in the United States, this is not the path that we want to go down. We do not want to go down a path of a civil war, or, you know, and I mean that in a broader sense. Mm. I don't mean an actual civil war, but we don't want to go down this path of constant violence. And I believe this was the 11th or 12th time the president has had to attend one of these gatherings and ceremonies. And sadly, it's become the norm as opposed to the exception. My message was that God has placed within all of us a sense of mercy and justice and compassion and hope, and he has honored all of us as human beings, and we need to honor that common humanity, you know, as opposed to boxing ourselves into things that will continue to perpetuate the divides in our society.
That was your message. Other than standing behind two U.S. presidents and first ladies, what struck you from that service?
Believe it or not, what struck me was the absolute silence. There wasn't a single person. This might sound odd, but in our day and age, you know, everyone's taking pictures, everyone's, you know, got their cameras out, whatever social media outlet they're using. But the absolute silence of everybody in the room, everyone's eyes were focused on the podium. Everyone was deeply immersed in the spirit of hope that we embodied in that ceremony and in that gathering.
Does that silence suggest that your message, the messages that were expressed yesterday, were heard?
Well, to be honest with you, and I may be biased, but I mean, I thought that that was one of the best presidential addresses that we've heard in the last 8 years. I think that President Obama struck a very important tone of balance and healing the rifts that exist in our society. He didn't run away from them. He addressed them, but he still remained absolutely respectful to our five fallen officers and their families, and to the occasion that gathered us that day. I think that every, you know, all the words that were said were along a common tone. This was, you know, an opportunity for us to demonstrate that we can come together to reject violence and hatred and bigotry, that we can remain very passionate about our causes and continue to protest the status quo. But we should not become disagreeable, and we should not allow that to fester to where violence would actually come out of some of the words that we say. So I think it's a call for us to be more responsible with our rhetoric. It's a call for us to recognize that we are handing a legacy to a new generation of Americans that looks very different from ours. And we don't want the legacy that we pass on to our next generation to be one of violence and hatred and extremism and bigotry. We want to be the generation that figure things out. We don't want them to be the generation that looks back at our generation and says, you know, what were these guys doing?
Was it hard to reconcile your taking part in a movement, Black Lives Matter, protesting police brutality, and participating in the service for the fallen police officers?
Absolutely not. I mean, I felt no conflict, and I do sincerely mean that, because again, my protesting was not against the police. My protesting was against police brutality. It was to come together, just as we came together, to say that the taking of the life of Alton Sterling or anyone else who's had their lives lost to police brutality, just as we came together to say that enough is enough, and it's unacceptable that the children of those men will no longer have their father. we came together to say that it's unacceptable that these police officers were taken and their children will no longer have their father and their families will be forever devastated. And what I said in the beginning of my prayer is that as a city of Dallas, we were heartbroken, but as a country, we're soul searching. And I truly do believe that this is a pivotal moment in the history of our country as we try to search for the very soul of this country.
Omar Suleiman, an imam at the Valley Ranch Islamic Center outside Dallas. Thank you very much. Good to have you on the program again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.